put aside the nervousness, put aside whatever, and come and bring that so that the church is blessed. Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. Holy Spirit, Paul just asking, has he put something in you? He's put something in me this morning, and that's just thankfulness. I just want to be thankful for all the blessings that he brings to us. Paul just asked a second ago that the Holy Spirit was probably here well before us this morning, and that, you know, he just wants us to enter in. Well, you know, we arrived here early, and there didn't seem to be anyone else around. And we were thinking, oh, we'll just sit out here in the sun and wait. Then we pushed on the door, and the door was open, and there was someone in here before us. I don't say he's the Holy Spirit, but he's a mighty man of God, and I want to just give thanks for Paul and Jane. I want to give thanks for Graham and Julie. I want to give thanks for all the faithful people that come into this house. It's such an amazing place. As I said the other week, it sets us apart from the rest of the world. The rest of the world only wants to bring death and destruction. That's the devil. That's what the promise is of the devil. That's all he brings. But Jesus came to bring life, and life abundantly. And I love it in this house when the joy of the Lord's here, the people that are serving in the house, the faithfulness, just the beautiful people. And that's what I bring this morning, thankfulness.
Anyone else? Marg? Cool. Thank you, Lord.
The Holy Spirit just said to me, trust in the Lord always. In all things you do, in all things you think, just trust.
Thank you, Lord. Well done. Loris?
I'm a child of God. And you can all say that, I'm a child of God. Because we all have the one Father. And we pray for one another because we're family. We love one another because we belong to one another. Reach out to people and share that love. I pray and ask Father God to flow to us and through us, touching the lives of those we come in contact with, for your glory, in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Hello. It's on a roll. Hallelujah.
I just felt impressed to encourage people today. Sometimes we come into the house of God and you might be feeling down and you might not feel like praising the Lord. But I believe as we do that in faith, as we praise the Lord in season and out, and we do it in faith and our spirits rise up, and it will work in us. And that's what God wants us to do. That's why this place is available. And so if you've come in and you've just got things weighing on you today, as you praise the Lord, as you rejoice in Him, as you do that, your faith will rise, your spirits will rise, and God will be able to minister to you. And it takes faith to do that. So let your faith be released today in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
I love your praises, says the Lord. But are you ready? Are you really ready? For I am going to flow in this church. My spirit is going to flow in such a big way that when the people come, you're going to have to be ready. For you are going to have to be the mentors for these people. Not for that day, but for many days. So are you ready? So be prepared, for I am going to flow so mighty, says the Lord.
Amen. 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 Light and salt. You become unexpectedly light and salt in many, many situations. Let me tell you a quick one, a great story. It has some tragedy in it, but a great story. Last Sunday, go back 6 or 8 weeks, in Mittagong, where we come from, up that way, the Southern Highlands, there was a car accident in the main street of Mittagong 6 or 8 weeks ago, and a little 16-year-old girl was killed had got out of a car, and another car had come past and hit her and a boyfriend, and she died as a result of that accident. Now, that family were part of St. Jude's Anglican Church in Barrow. The whole family was part of that church. And through a series of events, Cozzy and Josie, who came here with Darren a few months ago, had know that family. And so last Sunday night, Darren got a phone call. Could you come and speak to the young guy, that Ryan his name was, and could you come and speak to him? He's in a bit of a mess and just needs someone to be with him. And Darren couldn't go, so he sent Cozzy along. And Cozzy goes, and the first thing Cozzy asks, "Do you know Jesus?" Now, that's Cozzy. I mean, you've got to be right with God first. Then we'll talk about the rest. But you've got to be right with God first. And he's quite evangelistic, as you know. And so through the conversation, led him to Jesus, prayed the prayer, got him saved. And then Mum comes into the room. And Mum says, "Look, what are you doing? Well, we're just talking together and praying about Jesus." And he said, "Well, Ryan, his name, he's got cancer. He's got an aggressive sort of cancer, and the doctor has just given him 4 weeks to live. And they can't do a thing about it." And Cozzy never knew any of that. He just prayed for him to get saved, which is probably a good job. Anyway, so prayed for him, left the house. That night, young Ryan took a bad turn. Mum took him to hospital, and on Tuesday morning, he passed away. That's the way to do it, folks. Pray for someone to get saved, and before they can sin again, straight to heaven. I reckon that, oh God, if you could had done that with my kids, I'd be blessed. Really, when you think about it. He wasn't expecting that. He was just being light and salt. And we walk through our world, and I'm amazed how many times God puts situations in our paths that we're not expecting. A few weeks ago, sorry, I'm not preaching, but Jane and I were walking through Mossvale in the morning, early in the morning, still dark, and Jane said, "That's a low cloud over there." I said, "Oh, looks a bit like smoke." So we wandered through this little alleyway, and here, sure enough, here's a house on fire. And I thought, phew. Anyway, Jane's on the phone calling it in, 000. I go, and we go towards the house, and the back of the house is well alight. And it's crackling and popping and going on. It's an old weatherboard house that it's derelict. And they've got the fences up around it because they were going to do some work on it or something. And so I go around to the front of the house, and the front door is slightly ajar. I pushed the door open and looked in. And I couldn't see anybody. And the flame already by that point in time was a metre below the roof of the ceiling. And across the room. And I thought, well, there's no way in the world I'm going in there. And I couldn't see anyone on the floor or whatever. I thought, oh, well, it's too late. It's too late. Whoever's in there, it's too late. And it took a long time for the fire services to arrive and so on and so forth. And the house was totally destroyed. But in the meantime, Jane and I are standing on the footpath watching this, as you do. You know, and... the police arrived, and Jane and I stood there talking to one of the young policemen, who turned out to be a guy that used to go to our church in Medical. And while we're talking to him, and he's saying to us, "Paul, can I come and see you?" I said, "Yeah, that'd be fantastic." I said, "Do you know where we live?" He said, "I know where you live." "That can't be good." "I know where you live, Paul." I said, "Oh, thank you, Jesus." "All right, well," he said, "I said, what do you want to come and see me for?" He said, I want to be a pastor. I want to be a pastor in a church. God's calling me. I want to come and talk about it. Can we have some time together? I said, that'd be fantastic. And while we're talking, here comes another young bloke who used to be in church and doesn't go to church anymore. And his parents used to take him to Mittagong Church when we were there. And I think you maybe even taught him Sunday school or something. I don't remember. But he wanders up. G'day, mate. How you going? You know. So there's connections happening while we watch the blaze happening in front of us. Light and salt. And is it just me or does just stuff happen around us? And all of a sudden we're switched on to what we're there for. That God uses us and puts us in these situations where we become more than we look like. Is that right? Today, Father, in the name of Jesus, we've had prophetic words. Get ready. Get ready. Blow the trumpet in Zion. Get ready. That was fantastic. God wants to use us more and more and more to proclaim Him, to see, and I've been prophesying over this church for the last 6 months, this is a place of exchange. Beauty for ashes, joy for mourning, garment, praise for heaviness, freedom from addiction, healing for pain, all of those sorts of things, light for darkness. And this is it. That when we gather, it's not just to hear the wonderful words that Pastor Julie's going to preach shortly. It's not just to enjoy the coffee that Steve and Ros have prepared out there. I'm not fussed by coffee. I think it's granulated demons myself. But yeah, it's got such an addictive quality to it. It's got to be something wrong with it. Help me, Jesus. It's not just for that. And it's not just for this. It's because each of you has the Holy Spirit to share with others, to bring others along. And you might not prophesy every week, but don't ever say you won't, or don't ever say you can't, because you can, because He's here amongst us. Amen. Amen. Are we